We're holding on the top of Nedarim in Tez Zayin Amud Aleph. We had finished, we read the Mishnah at the bottom of Tez Vav Amud Beis. So now we're going to pick it up and figure out who is the Mishnah going like. The Mishnah is going to, the Gemara is going to explain, similar to what we saw earlier on Yud Gimel, that this is going like the opinion of Rebbe Meir. We'll see Michalav Atah Shemei Hain. He doesn't agree with that rule. But let's just jump right in. So begins the Gemara like this. Mani Masnisin, whose opinion is it, Rebbe Meir? It's the opinion of Rebbe Meir, because back on Yud Gimel, when he said, if it's a korban, what I'm going to eat from you, that works. But if he said, ha korban, that's not a good netter. To e Rebbe Yehuda, because if you're going to say that our mission is going like Rebbe Yehuda, and Rebbe Yehuda was one who always had that chaf hadimion, so Loshon le korban, Loshon le ha korban. He doesn't make a chilek whether the person uses the Loshon of ha korban or whether he says korban. In both cases, it's no good. So, since there's no distinction, our Mishnah did make a distinction. So, then that can't work within Rabbi Yehuda. Right? So, Mor says, Va'im seifa. You want to tell me that the Mishnah is going like, what? Rabbi Meir? So, what do you do with the last part? La korban lo ocha lecha. The last one is, I'm not going to eat. What yours is the korban. So then that's mutter. I have a hatanan, right? We learned on our previous mission, that was back on Yud Gimel, lit korban, lo oich lecha, remir oser. If you said lit korban, that makes it oser. V'om rabbi abba, nase ka'omer, we, so to speak, reinterpret the words and make it as if what the person really said, nase ka'omer, it's as if what the guy was saying was, lit korban yehei, this should be like a korban, and therefore, lefikach, because it's like a korban, lo ochel lecha, I'm not gonna eat from you. So then, if you're learning that way, then the Mishnah can't be going according to Rimer. So, we're gonna give the same teretz we gave back then. Lo ka'asha, really, it's not a stira, it's not a problem like this. Ha, the omer, lit korban, when the guy says lit korban, right, the netter works. Ha, the omer, lo lit korban, but there are Mishnah which says it's not gonna be a korban, that it shouldn't take effect. De lo have a korban ka'omra. It's as if he's saying this should not be a korban, and therefore that's why the neder does not kick in. Just to remind ourselves of something we saw, I think we talked about it back on Bays, that a shavua is always focused on the gavra, on the person himself, and the neder is on a hefta, is on the item. So with that in mind, we'll begin the, one second, here we go, we'll begin the next Mishnah. Shavua lo ochel lecha. The guy takes a shavua, which again, shavuas are on the gavra. I'm not going to eat from yours. Ha shavua sha'ochel lecha. This is a shavua that I'm not going to eat from yours. Right? The keyword here is sha'ochel lecha, that I will eat. Lo shavua lo ochel lecha. It's not going to be an oath when I'm not going to eat from you. In all these cases, it's osir. So we're going to see who's this going like. In the beginning of the Nedarim, Hilchos Nedarim, the Rambam brings down. In Aleph Tes. Yud Tes. Ha'oimer lechavero. If a person would say to his friend, lo chulin, lo oichalecha, hareze kemish omer. It's as if he said, lo ma, kemish lo, just like the head, ma sha oichalecha, what I'm going to eat from here is lo yehe chulin elekorb. It's not going to be like chulin, it's going to be like a korban if I'm not going to do it. V'chein similarly, im amal ha korban, sha oichalecha, like the korban, this is like a korban. Korban sh'oichalecha, kik korban sh'oichalecha, harei ze osir. All these things were valid forms of making the neder chal. Aval ha'omil ha korban lo oichalecha. If he said the korban, I'm not going to eat from you. Well, how can you also say that you're not eating from him? Oh, kik korban lo oichalecha. It's like a korban, but I'm not eating from you. Oh, lik korban lo oichalecha. Oh, korban lo oichalecha. Oh, lo korban lo oichalecha. Kol elu mutarim. Because none of these are valid forms. You're prohibiting what you're not going to be eating from him. So this makes sense. She'ein mash medevarim elu. That doesn't count. Shavuos don't work by that. Oh, shenader shlo yoichelo korban. Like the neder. So again, this is focusing on the cheftza gavra chilek between them. So more one says like this. Michlal, we can infer that ha shavua shoichelecha. If the person would have said, this is a shu, I'm going to eat yours. Delo achelna. Mashma. This implies that I'm not going to be eating from you. Again, the more saying, when it says, Shavua sha'oichalecha, that implies I'm not going to eat. Urminhu, but I'll ask you a kasha, Mishnah Shavuos and Yud Testament Beis. Shavuos shtayim shehein arba. There are two types of Shavuos that are really four different shuas, two derises and two derabbanans. Sha'ochel v'shelo ochel. I'm going to eat, right? I'm not going to eat. And then the Rabbana added on two more. She'achalti, that I ate, shelo ochel, that I didn't eat. But here's the question. The fact the Mishnah says that I'm not going to eat, v'she'achalti, right? That I did eat, v'shelo achalti, when the guy says the words, what is that mashma? De'achelna mashma, that I'm going to eat from you. Is mashma, I'm going to eat from you, and that's against our Mishnah. Just speak this out a little bit more in the beginning of Hilchos Shavuos. The Rambam here in Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, speaks out what these different categories are. He says, "The ain shavuos bitui noheges ela b'devarim she'efshalo la'asoysan." Right, that a shavuos bitui, a shavuos only works on something that's possible for the person to do them. Bein lahaba, bein lishaver. Right, to do in the future or in the past. Ketze lishaver. What's an example in the past? Sha'achalti takes a shavuos that I ate from this. Oshe zarakti even liyam. I threw a stone into the ocean. Oh, shedaver ploni, shedaber shedaver ploni. I spoke with such and such a person. Oh, shlo achalti. I didn't eat this. Oh, shlo zork, evenly. I didn't throw the stone in the sea. Oh, shlo daber ploni imploni. I didn't speak with him. Ketzel lahaba. What are the future types of shavuos? Sheochel, I'll eat. Oh, shlo achel. I will eat from you. I won't eat from you. Oh, sheezrok. Oh, shlo ezrok. Evenly, I'll throw the stone. I won't throw a stone in. Hare elu shtayim lishaver ushtayim lahaba. These are the two that are really four, focusing both on the future and on the past tense. But what, again, just to speak out the contradiction over here from the Mishnah in Shavuos against our Mishnah, it sounds like according to this, she'ochel lecha is mashma that I will eat from you. Okay, so Amar Abaye is going to answer. She'ochel shtei lashonos mashma. You know, it's an ambiguous phrase. And when a person says these words, She'ochel, that it could be either one. What are the examples he speaks of? That like pressuring the guy. Come on, come over to my house. I want you to eat. I want you to come eat by me. And the Amr, he says, achelna, achelna. Right? He says, I'm going to eat it. He says, like twice. Vesu, and then right after that, he says, shavua she'ochel. Shavua she'ochel, I'm going to eat. So that's da'achelna mashma. That's clearly implying he's using the shavua to support what just came right before that. The context is he's saying, I'm going to eat, and he takes a shavua. Aval amar, but the case would be different. He said as follows. Lo achelna, right? They're pressuring him. He says, I'm not going to eat. Vesu amar, this is shavua she'ochel. And he uses the exact same words. Same things in the first case. Shavua she'ochel. In this case, de lo achelna ka'amar. He's saying, I'm not going to eat. So here, you see that the shavua is basically using the opposite. It's reinforcing that I'm not planning on eating from your food, even though they're pressuring him. Okay, you see the halach on this. The Rambam is brought down Dalid Hilchos Shavuos. Halacha chaf beis. Misha amal lechaveru shavua lo ochel lecha o shavua she'eni ochel lecha o shehi shahaya misaribu leechol etzlo. They're pressuring the guy to eat. Vehu nimna. He's refusing this. The nishba v'amar shavua she'ochel lecha. He uses our lashon. I'm going to eat from you. V'chein ha'omer lo shavua lo ochel lecha kol eila asurin. This is the valid way of making a prohibition. Harei nishba shlo ochel etzlo. He's taking a show. I'm not going to eat by you. V'yimomer kol ha'lashonos ha'eila. If he says one of these phrases v'avar ochel, then he went ahead and ate after he used one of these phrases. Chayev. He gets malchus for being over his shavua. Okay, so that was the Abaye head of teretz. Now Rav Ashi is going to explain a little bit differently. Rav Ashi omer she'ochel de shavua she'i ochel ka'omer. Meaning when he said she'ochel, our Mishnah, we're talking about the shavua. What he's basically saying is the opposite. She'i ochel ka'omer. I mean, I'm not going to eat, right? Well, Ian Cain asked the Gemara, that's obvious. He just took an oath, I'm not going to eat. So, my lemaimer, what did you have to tell me this for? That's just very straightforward, it's obvious. No, I'll explain why, says the Gemara. According to Vashi, Samad Tema, what would you have thought? Mekam Lishna he de Iskele. He made a mistake. He messed up the wrong words, right? He mispronounced it. He wanted to say that I'm going to eat she'ochel, but he said no she'iochel. So Kamash Malan, the Chiddush says no. When he says that, he really does mean he's not going to eat. Okay, so now that was the answer of Abaye and the answer of Ravashi. So the Gemara does the ping pong back and forth. Well, why didn't each one hold from the other's suggested answer? Abaye lo amar tam kirebi Ashi. Why didn't Abaye say his reason? Delo kitani she'iochel. He just it's simply based upon the wording of the phrase, and it didn't say that. The Mishnah didn't say the words she'iochel. It tastes it's not the opposite. It's she'ochel. So therefore, he didn't like Ravashi's answer. Okay, Rav Ashi nadi min tana d'Abaye. He like supposed to be turned away from the reason of Abaye. Because Rav Ashi says he holds as follows: shelo ochel. When a person uses that phrase, right, shelo ochel, na mimash mishtei lashonos. That could also be used for two different, expressions depending on the context, right? Hayu misarvin bol ochel. Same thing. They're forcing the guy to eat. They're pressuring him. Va'omri says lo achelna, lo achelna. I'm not going to eat. I'm not going to eat. Va'omr namin. He says right after shavua, right, and he sticks in the word. It's an oath. Right, bein she'oichel, bein shlo oichel. Whether you're talking about I'm eating or I'm not going to eat, hadein achilna mashmer da'amar. What he's saying is that I'm going to eat. Right, the statement in a shavua that I'm not going to eat could be learned like bit me like a rhetorical. What did I take an oath that I'm not going to eat? Right, certainly I didn't. I'm going to eat. Right, the ways you have to how you read into the words. Right, it's a joke, but there's a truth to it. When the two yeshiva boys on Bein Hazmanim, when they're going to go play tennis, and the sign says tennis courts closed, no playing allowed. So they turn around, and the chaver turns to him and says, "Wait, that's how you read the sign? No, read like this: tennis courts closed? No, playing allowed." So they went there and they played their game of tennis. It's a joke, but the truth of the matter is, depending on how you read it, whether it's a statement or as a rhetorical question, so that makes a difference now in how you learn this up. Okay, continues the Gemara. V'ikle tarutzta nami lishna. Some explained like this: Shavua shelo ochel. He takes an oath that I'm not going to eat. So that's straightforward. That means shavua dlo achelna. That means very straightforward. I am not going to eat. I'm taking an oath to that effect. Calmer. Ela tanan pesaka. But the Tana wanted to teach a like a pesak and give a rule. Shaochel da achelna mashma. When he says the words she'ochel, that means I'm going to eat. V'shelo ochal, and when a guy says I'm not going to eat, lo ochal mashma, that means I'm not going to eat. So the correct version of the Mishnah has to be she'i ochel, that I'm not going to eat from it, and therefore that's why it works. Okay, we'll do the Mishnah now to go to the bottom of the Amud. This Mishnah is now going to be discussing the stringencies, the chumras that we have by a shavua over a veneder. So it says like this: Zeh chomer b'shavuos minedarim. Here's the example: we have a chomra, the chomer b'nedarim b'shavuos, right? And we have an example of nedarim that are more strict than shavuos. Ketzad. What's an example of this? The guy says, Konam sukkah shani oise. He says, I'm making a sukkah is konam to me. Lulav shani notel. Or the lulav that I want to take is konam for me. Tefillin shani minyach. The tefillin I'm going to put on is konam for me. So if you use these lashons bin nedarim, it's osir. Because as we spoke out, that nedarim are focused on the cheftza. So what the person basically did was prohibited this sukkah, prohibited this lulav, prohibited this set up tefillin on him. How be shavuos? But if he took in the case of a shavua, then it'd be mutter. He would be allowed to go into the sukkah. He'd be allowed to bench lulav and put on tefillin. She'ein nishba'in la'avor al hamitzos. Because you cannot take a shavua to go against one of the mitzvos. So that's a classic example. The Mishnah is speaking out how you could have such a thing where there would be a chumrah of a neder, right? No, I'm saying I think it's backwards, right? In this case, if he used it lashon by a neder, then it's osir, right? But if he did by a shavuah, it would be mutter. Okay, so over here, let's see the Rambam over here. Hilchos Nedarim is in Perek Gimel Vav. The Rambam tells us, Ketzad chalim hanedarim al divrei mitzvah kedivrei harishus ha'oimer harei hamitzvah hamatzah b'layla Pesach asura lav matzah on 15th of Tisan is going to be awesome to me. Hare yeshivas asuka b'chag asukas asura alav. Hare hatefillin asurin b'netila alav. Hare elu asur alav. These objects are asur. Ve'im ochel o yoshev o notol, if he would violate them by eating the matzah, sitting in sukkah, taking the lulav, loke, he gets malchus. He violated his neder. Bechein kol kiyotbe, similar like this. Ve'in tzarech lomer, it's not even necessary to say, b'misha omar, Hare alai korban im ochel matzah b'layla ha'pesach. So we see the Rambam clearly paskins that by nidarim the iser is chal, which would not work if it was a shavua. Okay, when we get to shavuas about mitzvahs, that's going to be a mitzvah shem on Amud Beis. We'll pick it up with the next year on Tezayin Amud Beis.